This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is more of a treatment than anything else. It is not just lubrication for your weapon. It is a way to get your weapon in a high state of combat readiness. Check them out at froglube.com. I'm still waiting to see how this shakes out. Coming from Hartford, Connecticut, we get this. The gun owners there, they're going to have to pay for the two-year, $3.6 billion deficit that the government there has managed to raise. As part of his budget, Governor Daniel P. Malloy is proposing to increase the state portion of the pistol permit fee from $70 to $300. And he's also proposing to raise the cost of the initial five-year pistol permit fee from $140 to $370. That would bring in another $9 million to the state annually, according to the governor's budget estimates. And he's also proposing to increase background check fees from its current $50 to $70. That would bring in another $2.6 million annually to their coffers, you see. And they're so good at managing money that I'm sure the gun owners of Connecticut are just sitting there going, I just can't wait to be a part of this. His proposals were immediately panned by the president of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. Scott Wilson said, we feel that the increase of pistol permit fees 400% is astronomical. This will have a deep impact on those who only wish to protect their own lives and the lives of their families. Many Connecticut gun owners are struggling with the current economic conditions in our state. He also added, if the cost increase of this measure goes through in the governor's budget, we will consider this an infringement of the Second Amendment, which this smacks of what Chicago did. This is what Chicago does. Now, will they the things that pop up on the screen when you're sitting here just trying to do a show. We'll see how that pans out. That's a proposal that the government or the governor is making. I don't know if that has to be voted on by the legislature, although considering the Connecticut legislature, I'm pretty sure they'd probably say, yeah, this is a good idea. Yeah. Right now, although all of California's General Assembly is left, for the most part, there are people, and I mean, there's 9 million gun owners in California, so that tells you right there that California's not all bad, after all. There are a lot of people in California that, you know, think like me, and they've been waiting. You know, when you get 6 years into Obama's presidency, I began to understand that this was going to end sooner or later. And I waited for those 2 years to see who the next attorney general was going to be. And now Jeff Sessions has become our Attorney General. And he's going to do what he can do in his own right to stop illegal immigration. He'll do what he can to make the country right from his vantage point. He would have been a really good Senate Majority Leader. But for me, Attorney General is fine. Now, it was a little bit of a fight to get him there. The Democrats fell on their sword over DeVos, and she still confirmed. They could not stall Sessions next. Now, in California, not all of California is real happy about being a sanctuary state, city, whatever you want to call them. And those that are pro-immigration enforcement are waiting to see what he does when he gets busy. Now, at the state level, you've got demagogue Governor Jerry Barrio Brown, who's transforming California into a sanctuary state. Sanctuary cities abound, inviting more crime, including senseless deaths. Like Kate Steinle. The thing about Kate Steinle is that she was, this was in broad daylight, on a pier, in an upscale part of the San Francisco Pier 14 boardwalk. She was murdered by a five-time deported illegal alien with a stolen firearm. And her last words, because she was with her parents, was, "Daddy, help me." 31 years old. Now, Senators Feinstein and Boxer, what was their last words on that? Well, they didn't have any last words on that because they said nothing. They and their shameless Democratic colleagues have politicized our borders, our national security, and our very citizenship. And it is infuriating beyond belief. This is an appalling perversion of what is our very charitable nature here in this country. There's a list which ranks cities based on quality of life, and it often contains five cities in the L.A. County as the worst of the worst. High crime, few job opportunities, trash in the streets, rampant corruption, and the dark element binding it all together? Illegal immigration. In California, illegals vote. It's both possible and very likely. California has the automatic motor voter law, which all that assures that illegals seeking driver's licenses will get a ballot along with their license. So miscreants from any corner of the world can register to vote in California online as well. No vetting, no assurance, no integrity. And no matter how loud the social justice warriors and the loony left-wing donors scream about Hillary's popular vote victory, voter fraud in the broken inner-city hellholes like Detroit, New York City cannot compare with the ballot stuffing that goes on in the Golden State. And besides that, 4 million Californians did support Donald Trump. So, when we get back, we're going to talk about what some of these people in California are asking that Jeff Sessions do. They want a fervent call to action for him to come in there and clean things up, because he can, because he is the nation's top cop. He has jurisdiction in all of California. And I'm sure he will exercise that both judiciously and expedite it as well. So then when we get back, the call to action for AG Sessions, please do the following now, semicolon. We'll get to that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. This is especially on AR-15s. The paste on the AR-15 was, what it does as far as the running of that weapon is just phenomenal. Check them out, froglube.com. So, coming from the Californians that are probably gun owners, we get these points that he wants, that they want Jeff Sessions to go after. Number one, direct all connected federal departments to cease and suspend all DACA applications. This is the DREAM Act. Obama's executive order is pure folly on that one. No one in this country illegally, regardless of their age, should be getting a free pass for documents and temporary worker status. 20% of illegals are in California, and this simple directive will have them retreating. Number two, order the seizure or suspension of all federal monies to criminal state and municipal governments which can refuse to comply with our federal immigration laws. There are at least 40 and growing in California, including Huntington Park, despite their constant protesting that they are not a sanctuary city. Number three, file a civil rights lawsuit against the Secretary of State, Alex Padilla. He is willfully ignoring the evidence of voter fraud in the state of California. Demand a full stop on the automatic motor voter law, which is undermining the integrity of California's voter franchise. While voter ID requires action from the state or federal legislatures, it is believed that the vote of the Hispanic and African-American residents has been undermined with the dilution of illegal votes in our state, their state. That is discrimination against legal residents, and it must be stopped. Number four, issue writs of mandamus against rogue governors, county leaders, and mayors who have doubled down on their sanctuary city insanity. Why not go one step further? Issue arrest warrants to any elected official who brazenly defies Title 8, Section 1373 of the U.S. Code. If you want a list to start the process, here's a short one that we can begin with. Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, Ed Lee, Hilda Solis, the mayor of Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, Bill de Blasio, New York City, Rahm Emanuel, Chicago, there you go, Graciela Ortiz, Karina Macias, Johnny Pineda, and Marilyn Sanabria, the four corruptitos of Huntington Park, California, Chris Garcia, former mayor of Cudahy, California, and if all else fails, number five, authorize the National Guard to restore order in key California jurisdictions. They need someone to inform the degenerate Democratic supermajority in Sacramento that they cannot hide behind Eric Fast and Furious Holder, or special legal counsel, or amnesty pandering newly appointed Attorney General Xavier Becerra, or his anchor baby peers Anthony Rendon, who is the Speaker of the State Assembly, and Kevin Fake ID De Leon, the officious state Senate president. They ask that he do not delay. California's Trump-supporting law-abiding citizens have been crying out for law and order in their state and for enforcement, which will restore justice and peace long overdue. They want Sessions to arrest, convict, incarcerate, and deport. Wash, rinse, repeat. The last statement is, California is not just on life support, A.G. Sessions. Our state is dead. We need revival. We need life. And for these, we need the restoration of the rule of law in the state of California. Not a bad list. I sort of like it myself. Oh, gosh. Over the weekend, in true Trump mannerisms, one of his people, Stephen Miller, was making the rounds on TV. And all of the TV pundits are out there saying, this was so deplorable. I mean, it was just cringeworthy. His name, Stephen Miller, he got out there and he argued that a judge cannot single-handedly strike down the president's executive order on immigration because we have equal branches of government in the country. He told George Stephanopoulos during an interview on This Week Sunday. The point I wanted to make to you, George, and the point I want to make to your listeners is that we have equal branches of government in this country. The judiciary is not supreme. A district judge in Seattle cannot force the president of the United States to change their laws and our constitution because of their own personal views. The president has the power under the INA, Section 212, F8, U.S.C. 82, to suspend the entry of aliens when it is in the national interest. He has that same power under the and Article 2 power to conduct to the foreign affairs of our country. And we will do whatever we need to do consistent with the law to keep this country safe. But, you know, all the pundits are out there saying, hey, wait a minute. This is not the way you talk on TV. This is radical. I mean, everybody. I mean, even, what's that guy's name? Joe Scarborough on MSNBC. Now, you know, Scarborough and Mika, they've been out there and they've been sort of calling things what they are. But they didn't like Stephen Miller getting out in there and saying that stuff. So that just tells me they're not. They're still at MSNBC. I mean, let's not make any mistake about that. So I just found that interesting, you know, just interesting. Now, when we get back, we're going to lead off with something that I find it pretty funny. I find it pretty funny. When you consider that we are the United States, although for some reason, a lot of these states have, I mean, California fully thinks that they are fit to be our rulers. So does New York. California as a state is, I mean, it's almost like a different culture. As New York, maybe not so much, but California definitely. And when they're out there and they're telling us they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and they're going to do the other, the thing that's fascinating about the ebb and flow of life is that you realize at some point those guys are going to have to come to us, come to the feds, and say we need help. And California is at that point right this minute. If you have been seeing the dams that are giving them trouble, or the dam that is giving them trouble, they are at that point right now. So we're gonna start with that when we get back, just because that kind of thing just interests me to talk about it. The irony of it all, Moonbeam having to come out of the shell and beg for help. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Indeed it does. Check them out at froglube.com. In this past Friday, I mean, this is irony on a scale you can't quite quantify. Governor Jerry Brown sought federal help from President Trump by asking FEMA to declare a major disaster in California in light of the damage done by recent storms. The East Bay Times reports that Brown formally requested the declaration for the series of storms striking the state between January 3rd and January 12th. He noted that heavy rains, winds, and snow, particularly in Northern California, left 8 people dead and knocked out power to an estimated 1 million Californian homes and businesses. This request comes as Brown has challenged the Trump administration on climate change, immigration, Obamacare, and other issues. Other Democrat officials in California have been open about their refusal to comply with Trump administration orders regarding illegal immigration. San Francisco's police chief, sheriff, and mayor all made clear that they would not enforce Trump's immigration order long before the order was taken to court. The San Francisco Police Department went so far as to cut ties with an FBI counterterrorism task force in order to prevent officers from being involved in action that targeted illegals. And California's highest law enforcement agent, Attorney General Xavier Becerra, who's been very open about his determination to fight Trump's policies as part of the larger effort to retain sanctuary policies that harbor illegal aliens in the state. But Governor Brown would like some federal funds to help out in the short term, so he's asking the Trump administration for help. Notably, Governor Brown also used his State of the State address earlier this year to welcome Trump's commitment to infrastructure spending, because they don't spend it in California. Californian roads are, they're just horrible. Horrible. Coming from the Clinton News Network. I don't know if you've noticed, but they've been very revealing of their hypersensitivity. But by doing that, they are revealing or acknowledging the truth of Trump's charge that it is a purveyor of fake news. So instead of appearing authoritative, they show signs of looking guilty, which is never a good look for an entity that wishes to have its words and those of its advertisers who pay the freight taken seriously. Now, there were two incidents during the past week that showed the depth of the despair that has evidently seized the cable news pioneer. There was an incident that got far too little notice. Morning anchor Chris Cuomo, he is one of the most prominent Democrats out there, out of a family dynasty that is not named Kennedy, Clinton, Roosevelt, or Bush. He went where no man is allowed to go, no white man. Hill reported that CNN anchor Chris Cuomo on Thursday pushed back on the label fake news, saying he views it as the equivalent of an ethnic slur for journalists. He said, and I'm quoting him, he said on Sirius XM's POTUS, "I see being called fake news as the equivalent of the N-word for journalists. It's the equivalent of calling an Italian any of the ugly words that people have for their ethnicity. That's what fake news is to a journalist. It is an ugly insult, and you'd better be right if you're going to charge a journalist with lying on purpose. The president was not right here, and he's not been right in the past." Cuomo, because he's part of the politically correct, you know, Clinton News Network, or what's the other one they go by? I don't know. He forgot that nothing is ever allowed to be compared to the N-word. The leftists may call the slaughter of chickens for dining tables a Holocaust without any significant blowback, but the suffering of African Americans under slavery cannot be abused at all. Oh, no. And he got with the program shortly before the broadcast. He got on Twitter. I guess I'm way behind the times by not using Twitter, I guess. He got on there. "I was wrong calling a journalist fake. Nothing compared to the pain of a racial slur. I should not have said it. I apologize." But I actually take his remarks a little more seriously than that. He revealed nothing about the object of his criticism, which was Trump, and everything about his own mentality. For an insult to hurt that much, there has to be some degree of truth to it. Then further evidence of CNN's despair happened when, of all people, Bernie Sanders made a joke about fake news on the air with CNN, and he was cut off of the air on Friday. I saw the video of that. It's pretty funny. The host is obviously... trying to look like she's trying to get him back, and he's sitting there going, "Are you there? Can you hear me there? Can you hear me?" And no, they can't, because they've cut off his mic, and they still had a beautiful video feed of Bernie. So, that just cracks me up. I mean, look, and here's the other thing. Why are they interviewing Chris Cuomo anywhere? Anywhere. Because I don't, you know, I interview bloggers that write about things because I really sort of would like to be a writer myself, and that's why I have them on the show. And I like to interview manufacturers and people that train people and everything else, but I, you know, getting out there and just getting, with the exception of Rob Morse, which Rob Morse, of course, is a broadcaster in his own right, but he's also a writer as well and a trainer as well. So I get by on that one. I very rarely go out there just looking for a broadcaster simply because he is a broadcaster. I just don't do that. I used to. And then I started asking myself, why? Why do I need to do that? I'm the broadcaster here. I'm the one doing the broadcast, and I don't need to have somebody else broadcasting with me. Unless I invite him, but I don't need to have another broadcaster broadcasting with me. So, you know, why would you have Chris Cuomo to interview him on anything, even SiriusXM? But it's very telling. When you get into the public eye, you need to develop a very thick skin, and then you've got to, you know, just make sure that all those bases are covered. And if you don't want to be accused of doing fake news, then on the times when you do mess up, you've got to be willing to go back and say, I messed up. But you cannot get out there and have a slant. You're going to get out there and start. Everything I talk about is happening. Everything I talk about is happening. On the gun side of it, which is, since Trump has been elected, there's little mini skirmishes going on, nothing like the big battles we'd be fighting if he hadn't been. So all these other things that are affecting the country, which might inadvertently lead to a shooting war, I'm paying a little more attention to them right now, but, you know. Got to get it right. Got to be fact-based to the best of your ability, whoever it is trying to push that out there. That's what I try to do. That's what I'm going to try to continue to do. Just because. It's just my code. When we get back, all these guys that are leaking these phone calls that work for Trump, but they're leaking his phone calls, they're worried they might get arrested.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
You know, I've been pushing this for 5 years now, and this is the best. And I've had other lubricant companies that I've been involved with, and I still think this is the best of the best. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, if you're a left-leaning member of the National Security Council and you're unhappy with the duly elected president, what should you do? I'm sure that's a question, that a conundrum for them. Well, what appears to be happening is they're leaking details of classified discussions and pending operations to the media. Of course. In a New York Times article, which itself is based on NSC leaks, leakers try to portray the NSC in chaos. But in the process of attempting to do so, they reveal the scope of their disloyalty. We get, these are chaotic and anxious days inside the National Security Council, the traditional center of management for a president's dealings with an uncertain world. Some staffers have turned to encrypted communications to talk with their colleagues about it after hearing that Mr. Trump's top advisors are considering an insider threat program that could result in monitoring cell phones and emails for leaks. Okay, why would the NSC staffers, who are talking with their colleagues, presumably about what's going on within the NSC, feel the need to encrypt their conversations from the man that they work for? Pretty clear implication there. These conversations are about undermining and leaking information to harm the Trump administration. Nervous staff members recently met late at night at a bar a few blocks from the White House and talked about purging their social media accounts of any suggestion of anti-Trump sentiments. Why would they have to do that? There's nothing against the law. We're not liking Trump. But leaking classified information is against the law, and I think these leakers are trying to keep a lower profile to avoid being caught. Now, last week, this coming from the New York Times, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was exploring whether the Navy could intercept and board an Iranian ship to look for contraband weapons possibly headed to the Houthi fighters in Yemen. White House officials said that the operation was canceled because news of the impending operation leaked, a threat to security that helped fuel the move for the insider threat program. And this is leakers in action. This is exactly what Hillary Clinton was doing inadvertently with her email server, leaking information. But instead of writing an article about their illegality, that's only mentioned in passing as part of the Times' main interest, which is portraying the NSC as being in chaos. What amazes me is how the Times doesn't seem to think that revealing bureaucrats leaking classified information is even a problem. They are so disconnected from reality that they think anything, including disregarding national security laws, is justified as long as they're going after Donald Trump. Trump derangement syndrome in full effect. Now, some of the staffers have left, but many of those who remain who see themselves as apolitical civil servants have been disturbed by displays of overt partisanship. At an all-hands meeting about 2 weeks into the new administration, Ms. McFarland told the group it needed to make America great again. Numerous staff members who were there said new Trump appointees are carrying coffee mugs with that Trump campaign slogan into meetings with foreign counterparts, one staff member said. When did a coffee mug become a partisan symbol? Why is it partisan to have a mug featuring the slogan of the president in his own White House? Why, when Obama was president, do you think the staff avoided any pro-Obama slogans? Almost certain that they didn't. These people are just appalled. They're appalled to be confronted with direct evidence that Trump is their president. They don't have either the temperament or the loyalty to do their jobs. Now, as we get ready to go, one of the things that prompted Obamacare was Medicare, the way Medicare and Medicaid was executed. There's a way that Trump could reduce health care costs of the insured by as much as 90% right now with one simple executive order. And here it is. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services shall include the following in all future contracts with health care providers. No hospital, doctor, or other health care provider who receives Medicare or Medicaid payments for medical goods or services shall charge uninsured patients higher prices than those of the Medicare fee schedule. That one little rule would save 90% without costing us one dime. And it's very simple. And you probably understand already if you have good insurance and have ever examined your medical statements in detail. Now, if you, in bygone decades, many insurance companies paid whatever was billed, no matter how outrageous. And because most current provider insurance contracts mandate that the provider not charge any other insurer less, most hospitals and physicians bill amounts that are typically literally 10 times what Medicare or even Blue Cross is contracted to pay. By charging these high fees, providers accomplish two things. They can't be accused by any insurer with whom they've contracted to charge their best rates of charging someone else less. And they never leave money on the table, even if the entity being billed is a self-insured millionaire or one of the increasingly rare insurance companies that just pay whatever is billed. For all of us that thought it was a fact, it turns out it is. It's a long ingrained habit of billing exorbitant and unpublished fees of no consequence to insured payments are those with Medicare and Medicaid. They or their insurers all have contracts to pay only their contracted fees, which are far less than what is billed. But pity the poor uninsured patient. He or she has no contract with the provider to pay reasonable fees, but is required to sign an agreement to pay what is charged in order to obtain services. And what is the uninsured charged? Well, something called a venipuncture. Blue Cross pay zero for that. So they get charged zero for it. Uninsured gets charged $26. The general health panel, Blue Cross only will pay $22.99, so Blue Cross they only get charged $22.99. Uninsured $474. And I mean, it goes on and on and on. A shot of vitamin B12. Blue Cross only pays $20.54. Uninsured gets charged $159. The rest of these things that I could quote to you, that's just, you know, total altogether of all of the things that some of the things I didn't mention, comes out to $1,543 for the uninsured, for a Blue Cross patient, $147.60. So, if somebody with Blue Cross comes in, and that's what they're going to have to pay, right? Somebody with no insurance comes in, well, they're going to have to pay 100 times what the Blue Cross person has to pay. Uninsured patients can be financially wiped out or even forced to declare bankruptcy or sell their homes because of exorbitant medical bills 10 times what insured patients pay. And in most cases, they would have been able to pay their bills if they'd only been charged what insured patients pay. And most medical businesses show no mercy to the poor, but with one simple executive order. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.